More warm temperatures and pretty high humidity for this time of year over the next couple of days, and enough humidity to help trigger at least a few scattered showers today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon as the sea breeze tries to move inland a little bit. Yes, we should be past the sea breeze season, but not so much, thanks to especially the high humidity, and the temperatures will be a solid 7 to 8 degrees above average, reaching the mid-80s, a little bit cooler at the beaches, especially today, but still above average area-wide, and keep an eye out for those few scattered showers at develop. They will produce some downpours in spots, maybe 50% coverage today and tomorrow. So just have that umbrella handy in case you need it. And then Thursday is the hot day of the week. That's ahead of a cold front moving from west to east. We'll become breezy with winds out of the southwest and temperatures will soar. We'll be near 90 degrees in the afternoon. The record high on Thursday is 87, so it looks like we'll break that record set back in 1984. And it will be one of the latest 90-degree days on record, but the latest ever. It was just set last year on Halloween when we managed to get to 90 degrees. Our Halloween this year will be treated to some cooler temperatures because that heat will be just ahead of the cold front that moves in Thursday night. There will be some showers. It does not appear that there will be a lot of rain with the passage of the cold front. It will, however, be swinging off on the south end of Zeta as it moves well inland. More on Zeta in a minute. But that will bring in the cooler air for Friday and Saturday. Temperatures in the upper 70s Friday. Start out with some clouds, perhaps a lingering shower early. Then clearing and cooler, leading to really a pretty nice Saturday, a pretty nice Halloween day. Partly sunny, highs will reach the mid-70s. Now, a widely scattered shower may move in off the Atlantic with a northeasterly wind, but it doesn't look to be widespread or real significant, but you may actually want a light jacket for Saturday evening festivities on Halloween. And for trick-or-treaters, look for partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the 70s falling into the upper 60s shortly after dark. Sunset about 6:40 on Saturday evening. Remember, that's now going to be 5:40 on Sunday, though, because we fall back 1 hour. In the tropics, we have, of course, Zeta, the last advisory issued on Epsilon Sunday evening. So one named storm, Zeta, hitting the northeastern Yucatan Peninsula, not too far from Cancun and Cozumel. Last night, early this morning, it'll only be a few hours overland. It'll move back over the southern Gulf of Mexico in warm waters today. And conditions look favorable for some strengthening or re-strengthening after that interaction with land, and long enough so that it may make a run at a Cat 2 storm. It'll be close. And then once it moves into the northern Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday, or later Wednesday, rather, and starts to accelerate to the northeast, there'll be increasing shear. It should be off its peak by the time it gets to very near New Orleans Wednesday evening. Having said that, it's likely to still be a hurricane, so watches and warnings have been issued, as expected, throughout the central Gulf Coast, as far east as the western panhandle of Florida, although it looks to be primarily fringe effects, far enough west of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida so that there will be no local impacts, but yet another hurricane to hit the Gulf Coast. This will be the 8th named storm of the season to hit the Gulf Coast. It's the 11th U.S. landfall, which is a record. We already had the record, the 10th one. Last week, the record was 9, set back in 1916. It's the 6th hurricane U.S. landfall, as long as it hits as a hurricane, Zeta does, and that is the forecast right now. And that will tie the record set back in the hurricane season of 1985 and 1886. So continue to see our 2020 hurricane season go down in the record books. The good news is none of them, for all practical purposes, at least not of any consequence, have affected Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And that's true of most of Florida, with the exception of the western panhandle, where Sally caused some problems, of course, last month. But we've had our protector, so to speak, the Bermuda High, very nearby. That's the case right now. That's what's helping to steer Zeta well to the west of Florida, and then it's accelerating northeast when it gets picked up by the trough of low pressure. I explain all that in Talking the Tropics with Mike and Illustrated as well. I still do not believe we're done. I believe the Caribbean has some more cooking to do, so to speak. Very warm water, and the general overall weather conditions and atmospheric conditions are such that I believe we have at least one, if not more, named storms that will develop or be very near the Caribbean over the next couple of weeks. Although it does look like once Zeta moves inland, we'll be done for at least a little while with any named storms over the Atlantic Basin. Again, always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Zeta again expected to come ashore Wednesday evening, very near New Orleans. No local impacts effects for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. With all right weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.